This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I touched on something in the previous hour that I think we need to continue discussing. And it had to do with a tweet. Well, it had to do with the women's movement, but I want to begin it with a tweet by a guy named Sean Davis who says, with the Paris climate deal dead, the Iran nuclear deal on life support, Obamacare eviscerated, Obama's only real legacy at this point is the presidency of Donald Trump. Which, by the way, if that were truly the case, I would say to Barack Obama, bravo. I said it many times. Thank you, Barack Obama, for being so bad that we finally saw the pendulum swing as high as far as it could go left, that we said, let's swing it back over. And that's what got us Donald Trump. And because we are such good judges of character, we got exactly what we expected from Donald Trump. We got an amazing America that's on its way back. So congratulations to us. But that being said, let me tell you what the Obama legacy really is. The Obama legacy is a legacy of lies. It is a legacy of a lying media. It is a legacy of a political system so corrupt that it is willing to kill. It is willing to do whatever it takes to remain in power. That's what his legacy is. His legacy is the legacy of dead cops. And I hope you'll go to see my movie on September 7th, Save the Date, bleedingblue.com. His is a legacy of school shootings and other mass shootings. His is a legacy of thuggery. Go to any major city, they've all increased in thuggery. His is a legacy of terrorist attacks on American soil. His is a legacy of the LGBT Nazis, too proud of their sexuality that they can't even be humans. His is a legacy of the Me Too movement, a movement of his men, so emasculated, so devalued by women that they strike back at the very women they claim to protect. And you're seeing it all over the place. But I ask you this, this Me Too movement and the continuation of what I was talking about earlier, the fact that years, decades later, men have to be on alert for what happened to people, I think is ridiculous. Now, that being said, the guy who, Schneiderman, he's got real issues. And I'll talk about that in just a bit. But I want to ask some simple questions. And I really want you, if you know, you guys know a lot of history. You're smarter than I am in many cases. But I'll make a contention that women don't like to see other women be successful. They claim they do, and it's a rarity when they actually do. But women they even know this themselves. If you don't believe, you know, if you disagree with me, send me a note to kjradio.com or give me a call at 844-551-8255. But I would love to hear from women on what you think about other women in the workplace. Do they promote you? Do they really make you feel you're part of the sorority of sisters and you feel good? Let me tell you, the most conniving people I've ever met in watching interplay between men and women and whatever is women with women. Jealous to a fault. They say black people are crabs in a bucket. You should see women. Oh, she slept her way to the top. Oh, she didn't have those boobs or whatever. Look at what she wears. I mean, critical. Guys, we see a dude and go, man, yeah, I get it. He's got some advantages. But it makes you work harder. You just kind of, whatever. And I'm not saying guys can't be catty, because Lord knows we live in a time where you can hardly distinguish men from women, especially on the left. But and maybe that's the way they want it. But it's rare that men really get into this. You know, if a guy gets a promotion, congratulations. You move on and you look for another path, or you wait your turn. Women, man, ruthless. The only thing worse are gay men. We even have a joke about it. One of my buddies, I can't say he's a buddy, but a guy I know, he did a set on gay men are the most ruthless on the planet. Now I go back to my original question, or what I wanted to ask you. If you don't believe me when I tell you that if you show me a powerful woman, I will show you a woman who was not promoted because of other women, generally speaking. This camaraderie, this sisterhood that the women talk about, it's practically non-existent. It's the same thing when black people say, Kevin, man, you need to get with our people and blah, blah, blah. And I go, whatever. You black people don't have a care in the world about supporting my career. Black leftists, they don't care. They don't get on and say, you know what, Kevin, I may disagree with you politically, but I'm sure glad you're on TV. I'll buy your books. I'll come to your film. I'll do, please. If I had to rely on black folks for a living, I'd starve to death. And that included in my regular careers. It's rare that you find that a black person goes, you know what, Kevin, I see a quality in you and I'm going to do something for you. Practically in every aspect of my life, it's been somebody white or somebody non-black who saw the qualities in me. And black folks, I don't have any hatred for them. I'm just telling you, those are the facts. So don't come to me with this brotherhood. And women with this sisterhood is nonsense. So I'm going to go back to this. Where would Michelle Obama be without Barack Obama? Well, what would you know about her? She would be another black woman in a sea of black women, unaccomplished because she lost her law degree. She'd be a mediocre lawyer at best. And what did she do before Barack Obama became a senator? You want to know what she did? Nothing. They were practically starving to death. Neither one of those clowns could do anything right. And somebody, and I guarantee you it wasn't anybody black, it was some dude who saw something in Barack Obama and said, you know what? We can milk this dude. We can milk him for all he's worth. Let me tell you something. Sour milk. I'll ask the same question of Hillary Clinton. What would you know of Hillary Clinton if it were not for Bill Clinton? What would you know? Would she have gone on to some amazing life? Tell me what you would predict. Come on, you got a crystal ball. Make it up. Give me the future. If you are leftist, tell me, oh, Hillary would have definitely gone on to be president and senator of this or that or whatever. Let me tell you what Hillary would have been. She would have been some big, chubby little housewife in, you know, who knows where, America. Nobody knows her name, and her husband would be ready to leave her, and the kids would be calling her mommy dearest. There is nothing about that woman that's spectacular in any way in either one of them. Show me your powerful woman for the most part. I'll show you somebody who has ridden the coattails of a man, and these women will tell you, men are bad, men are bad. Men are the only reason why these women are successful. That's just facts. Give me somebody that's made it. Come on.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Radio show.
The fallout from Scheidemann continues, and I want to go into some other stories that are more of this Me Too stuff. And I'm going to start calling it Me Too nonsense. It isn't in any way to disparage women who truly go through sexual abuse or sexual harassment of any sort. What the problem is that you've got these Johnny Come Latelys that are ruining it for the women who are legitimately going through this. And that is a problem. I see that as a problem now and in the future. And it can impact this nation because it's going to hurt young men. But ultimately, it's going to hurt young women more. It's the same situation right now blacks find themselves in where, you know, we're being coddled into baby. We're babies. Infantilized. Over and over again. And so we're going to watch women with this Me Too movement get to the point where nobody, you're an untouchable. Nobody wants to be around you. And I want to play a clip from Roland Farrow because in the case of this lefty who claimed that he was all for women, there's a little bit more to the story. But then I want to get to what I think is going to really happen with the Me Too movement and yet another guy who's been accused. So here's the clip from Roland Farrow.
But the point I want to make is that in those conversations after the fact, a lot of their friends and loved ones said, don't do it, don't speak out against him. And in some cases, that was because they feared the risk of reprisals. You know, they described him threatening people, using his office and his power to say, you know, he could wiretap people or he could come after people. But also in some cases, Allison, those friends warned them off of talking because they thought that he had the power to do too much good for the Democratic Party.
I mean, that's a story in itself of the sacrifices that people think they make for the cause, the personal.
Yet again, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Yet again, we find out that these leftists who claim to be for women, this guy Schneiderman is a bully. He's using his, you know, his office to say, I could wiretap you. I know exactly what you're doing. He's the epitome of what the left tells you they fight against. They fight against the abusers out there. They want to protect women. They want to make sure that people don't abuse power and so on and so forth. And he violates all of it. He is a big bully. That's what they are on the left. Unacceptable to us. Unacceptable. Look at, let's just go through the litany of people in New York. We've got Wiener. We've got Schneiderman now. I mean, who else? All these guys that are, what's his name? Spitzer. Avowed leftists in strong positions of power, authority over women, doing the most vile things and disgusting things. And you know what the left does? They give them a pass. Moral relativity. And then they get mad at us because they go, oh, you're sanctimonious, sanctimonious. Let me tell you something. There's nothing sanctimonious. There are conservatives that do exactly what those guys do, and they hold themselves accountable. And these clowns, you know, I'm actually surprised, quite frankly, that Schneiderman resigned. I'm surprised. But the reason for it, right now, the women's movement is powerful, just like the LGBT was a while back. It was powerful. I mean, it still is to a degree, but I'm saying the Me Too movement is what everybody's focused on. You notice everybody getting caught? Leftists. Harvey Weinstein, Kevin Spacey, all these other Holly weirdos out there, all these politicos, to a person almost, they are all Democrats. When you go look up Schneiderman on the internet and you go to any of the leftist trades, you know what you won't find by his name? The word Democrat. That's right. Here, let's play what Trump said about Schneiderman.
He's got a story that the Attorney General for the great state of New York, Eric Schneiderman, who you know very well, he apparently was doing coke while he was a state senator. And yeah. He has said he's done drugs in the past, but never when he was an elected official.
Well, he may be doing them now. He sued a lot of companies and frankly, driving business out of New York. He's considered one of the worst attorney generals, really the worst attorney general in the country. A very weak, very pathetic. He sued me. I have a score of 98% approval. He sued me. And I could have sued. They wanted to settle so bad. I could have settled so easily. And instead, I'm winning the case like easily. I mean, his case has now been totally gutted.
It was funny. Donald Jr. tweeted about his dad that he had told everybody about Schneiderman early on. And he's like, it's like my dad is a prophet. You know, like he tweets it and it happens. And you got to understand, billionaires get told lots of stuff. People want to get into their favor. So they tell people a lot of things. But I sent a note back to Donald Jr. and said, let's call him Nostradamus? Trumpstradamus. Trumpstradamus. Because he gets it right. I've been telling people this. Don't get in the crosshairs of Donald Trump. Anyway, I want to go back to this, too. There's a Nobel laureate. 18 people accused a central figure in the Swedish cultural sphere of sexual assault and harassment. He's the artistic director of the Literary Club in central Stockholm, close ties to the Swedish Academy that chooses the Nobel Prize in Literature. The Nobel Foundation's executive director, Lars Heijenskine, or what, I don't know if I said that right, also says the artistic director will not be attending this year's Nobel Prize banquet after allegations. So now they cut all ties to this artistic director and reveal that relatives of their members had also been subjected to, quote, undesired intimacy and improper treatment by him. Now, I don't know if that's the case or not. I'm not going to stand up for the Nobel Committee because I don't give a crap about him. But I'll tell you this, nothing surprises me anymore. So who's going to take over? They're going to get some female to come in and take over the job? And then here's another case, and I think this is the Me Too backfire. Omid Malik, executive of Bank of America Merrill Lynch, was fired at the start of 2018. He was the poster child for Me Too on Wall Street. He seemed to fit the bill perfectly. 38 years old, high-profile social life, summered in the Hamptons, had a cameo on Billions, one of my favorite shows. That's about the hedge fund world. And amid the world of finance, he's been mostly silent on Me Too, which has been mostly silent on Me Too. Malik stood out. His name was lumped in on a list that included Harvey Weinstein, Steve Wynn, and the story went viral. Here's what they write. When the 38-year-old managing director's allegedly abused 20-something analyst was the headline on an eFinancialCareers.com piece. So he's the first casualty of the Me Too to refuse to slink away. I'm reading this. Last week, he filed a claim with FINRA, the regulatory body where most securities industry disputes are heard, alleging, among other things, the Bank of America defamed him. He's seeking $100 million in damages. Now, they say these arbitrations are confidential. His lawyer has provided detail around the legal claims. So, in effect, he's saying, you're going to back this up. Enough is enough. Let me tell you, Me Too ladies, you're going to run into a buzzsaw someday. Because as much as you, these women, I'm talking about these leftist women, believe it's a man's world, let me tell you, if you push men to war, they will go to war with you. And they are about to go to war over Me Too. This is the first of many. These girls are going to be made. You're going to see guys keeping copious notes, keeping all types of things to document their lives with women, and they're going to make fools out of them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
That young girls are dreaming differently today than we dreamed when we were young? And there's a couple parts to this question. And what did you dream of when you were young? Because it worked out really well, and we'd love to know. And do you think there's a way that we can help everyone dream in a more limitless way that is not gender-based and that is custom, like that it's really curated for your own experience, not the way life has a tendency to limit us, even when we don't know it?
Because I know that for me, you and I have talked a lot about this, there was, culture was egging me to dream of my wedding. I mean, don't get me wrong, I was also dreaming of Oscars and bossing people around and things like that, but there was a lot of preoccupation
that
I'm still unpacking. And I'm curious sort of how we can talk about dreaming. And
you know, it's such a great question. I don't know that young girls are there yet. I think we're still at that stage where we're trying to figure out what it means to be women, and what we think of ourselves, what we think of each other. And you know, sorry, in light of this last election, I'm concerned about us as women and how we think about ourselves and about each other and what's really going on. I mean, I think more about what is going on in our heads where we let that happen.
Boy, I tell you, I would love to have a panel discussion about this with women. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Do young girls dream differently than young boys? By the way, young boys dream differently than young boys. Yeah. And there comes a time at puberty where young girls and young boys dream very differently because they're anatomically different. They're wired differently. And I love that she says this: do you think we can help everyone dream in a different way, not gender-based? Yeah, we could. Let's make everybody eunuchs, or let's make everybody asexual so we can all dream in a different way. By the way, lady asking Michelle Obama the question, everybody does dream in a different way. And it's not necessarily gender-based. It's, you know, experience-based. And then Michelle Obama says this. You know, we're still trying to figure out what it means to be women, what we think of ourselves, and what we think of each other. Really? I mean, look, since the dawn of man, there have been women. What have you to think of, ladies? I mean, explain it to us guys. Because, look, I understand you want, and I'm speaking to leftist women. I'm not speaking to beautiful conservative women. I'm speaking to leftist women. What is it that you need to understand about yourselves? What's limiting you besides this incessant need to keep talking about what limits you? I love how this lady, she made the comment, and she says, you know, I dreamed about my wedding. And she says, now, I dreamed about bossing people around and other things, but I had this preoccupation with my wedding. Now, keep in mind, this is an actress who's accomplished. She's all over BET. She's got money to burn. She's sitting there with the former first lady, two very accomplished women, by the way, two very accomplished women of color, and they are lamenting the situation with women. Unbelievable. This was at the United States of Women Summit in Los Angeles. Former First Lady Michelle Obama discussing the 2016 presidential election and asked the audience how they, women, allowed it to happen. Yep. Sorry, in light of the last election, I'm concerned about us women and how we think and what is really going on. What is going on in our heads where we let that happen? You know, this is a woman whose husband was the worst president in the history of this republic, in its history. And she wants to know what happened, America, where you elected a competent president. Haven't we taught you enough? If when you elect a competent president, you have set women back, a male president, you've set women back decades. Decades. You've now paved the way for more rich Republican billionaires to become president. Because you know what? People are going to like what they see. Oh, that's not what she said, but that's what she meant. She continued, when the most qualified person running was a woman, and look what we did instead. I mean, that says something about where we are. This is a former First Lady of the United States talking smack about the president, your president. And she doesn't even care. She's playing to an audience, telling them, despite what you see with Donald Trump, despite all the polling that shows how blacks have improved, the polling that shows how women have improved, the polling that shows how Latinos have improved, the polling that shows how your consumer confidence is higher than ever before, the lowest level of unemployment in modern history, I mean, certainly in a long time, but in modern history for blacks as well as Latinos and potentially women, more jobs being created that's giving people of all colors the ability to move around, wage stagnation lifted because wages are starting to rise, gross domestic product rising, now the number one economy in the world, taking care of foreign policy, bringing people to the peaceful negotiation table on the Korean Peninsula, getting trade in line across the nation. I heard where our trade deficit dropped by $49 billion this quarter. And yet, Michelle Obama wants you to believe, how could you possibly have done this? I just want you to understand the level of crazy you have to be to go from her husband to what you're witnessing now, and you can say those words with a straight face. And women cheering like seals. Really? You're going to cheer that? Where's the pushback? It's ridiculous. And then she goes on to say this. That's what we have to explore. Because if we are women, if we as women are still suspicious of one another, if we still have this crazy, crazy bar for each other that we don't have for men, if we are still doing that today, if we're not comfortable with the notion that a woman could be our president compared to what, then we have to have those conversations with ourselves as women. So women, forget qualifications. It's based on gender. And oh, by the way, Michelle Obama was more than willing to elect a first class crook that she wouldn't even invite to her home if it weren't for political expediency. She and Hillary Clinton would never have crossed paths. Never. Well, she acts like she was in support of a woman. Let me tell you something, women. If that's the bar that you set for yourselves, shame on you. But here's what I want to talk about. Y'all are like, what? Kevin, you're talking about it. No, I think there was a bigger thing that was missed. It was the question that the lady, or it was a comment, it kind of weaved in there. And the host says this, you know, because for me, culture was egging me to dream of my wedding. And Michelle Obama goes, yeah, yeah. This real sympathetic, yeah. So what they're saying is this, ladies. You've been taught to dream of this moment. This thing that's a big deal. Say yes to the dress. I don't know all the different shows, but let me just say, wedding. You've been taught that your wedding is your big day, and my goodness, you know, you can dream of it. There are look at the number of bridal books. Go to one of these magazine racks. Look at the number of bridal things that are there. I bet every woman at that forum dreamed of her wedding, and not a single one of them regrets the dream. See, we live in a time where these women can marry whomever they want. They want to be with a chick, but we'll go be with a chick. You can still dream of your wedding. It's a day where you unite, and now it's a holy day, but it's a day where you unite with a person that you want to spend the rest of your life with, who's hopefully your best friend and your lover, your soulmate. Really? So I guess that dream is exclusively for women? Maybe so. I think guys want it. There's not magazines, not too many magazines dedicated to guys getting married, but because they usually tuck it in there with the women's stuff. So she can go show her, you know, guy, here's something really cool. You might like this. GQ may occasionally show you a tuxedo you could wear at your own wedding. But the point is, it's not dedicated to it, but guys are looking for soulmates. They, you know, you get out there, you're hound dogging about for a bit, but then there comes a time where you're like, oh man, she's the one. And that is an amazing feeling for a guy. Believe me, it's an amazing feeling. More when we get back. Keep it.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello,
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We're talking about women. We're talking about feminists. We're talking about Michelle Obama dissing women yet again. And she made a comment that women should have voted for Hillary Clinton because she's a woman. Forget that she's a crook. Forget that she's probably presided over, knows the reason for the deaths of many people related to things that she didn't want leaking out about herself or her husband. Forget that. Forget the rape, the rapes, multiple assaults on women, abuses of women between her staffers and her husband and other people around her that she completely overlooks. People that she knows personally, like the Weinsteins of the world. Who cares? She's a proponent for women. And Michelle Obama wants you to know that. And she was asked the question of, you know, do we dream differently as women? Why are our dreams gender-based? Why are we restricting ourselves with gender-based dreams? How could a woman possibly dream of being a doctor when it's a male-dominated field of study? How could a woman dream of anything in this male-dominated world? How did you do it, Michelle? What did you do to make yourself get beyond the glass ceiling and become first lady? Woohoo! And then this lady says this. She says, you know, I used to dream. Society made me dream of my wedding. And I would have stopped right there and said, you know, if it was me in a debate, I would have said, are you with your husband? Yeah. Do you love him? Yeah. What'd you think about that day? You know, was it a great day? Do you look back on it lovingly? Do you have pictures of it? Maybe a video? Do you talk about it often? It's a big deal to you, right? Maybe it's as big of a deal to your husband. Who was it that wrote that song? Sam something? Sam Hunt? Got a girl from the south side, got braids in her hair. First time I seen her walk by, man, about fell off my chair. Something along those lines, right? Had to get a number. Took me 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back, like Cadillac seats. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 in a 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'm gonna take it slow, just as fast as I can. That's a dude who wrote a song about somebody he really cares about. Hey, feminist, let me just give you a little idea here. Men really do love women. We love them. We exalt them. And somebody, some people, at times, actually write songs about them. They care. It's not just about you.
Yeah.
Culture was egging her to dream about her wedding. How could culture do that? Girls shouldn't be dreaming about their weddings. Entire shows dedicated to weddings. Hollywood loves showing weddings. And let's face it, weddings are lopsided for women. Oh, Kevin's about to get to the bigger point. Hang on, he's about to start preaching. Somebody get him a handkerchief. Get him a handkerchief. Because he's about to preach to you right now. Yeah, entire, it's an ecosystem all to itself. The wedding industry. Pastors love it. Chapels love it. All of it. If it was left up to dudes, it would be a whole different thing about weddings, girlfriend. Pay attention, y'all. Especially you young men listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. See, weddings are lopsided for women. Men buy rings for their fiancés worth a year's salary. I don't know. What's the number on a month's salary? So if you're a dude and you make $3,000 a month, you spend $3,000 on your girl's ring. You make $10,000 a month, you spend $10,000 on your girl's ring. You make $100,000 a month, you spend $100,000. You know, the bigger the rock, you know, the more the lady goes, yeah, here's my status. The dude, he gets one that's a band, and it is a fraction of the value. Oh, I'm about to explain all this in a second, folks. Pay attention here. Michelle Obama and her friend girl, are lamenting being women in America. And she says, you know, I dreamed of my wedding, and I don't know that I should have been dreaming of that. Oh, by the way, I did dream of bossing people around, and that's something she does. Because the girl asking the questions is a wealthy lady working in the film industry in TV. Making tons of money, bossing people around. She's got it all going on. But she can't believe that society, that culture, egged her on to dream about her wedding. A day, that everything leading up to that day, lopsided for her. Magazines, entire industry dedicated to her. Okay? They get the fat ring, men get the little band. Fraction of the value. Men rent a tux on their wedding. They don't even buy it. Even if they did buy it, maybe it costs $500. At best, it's $1,000. Watch, what's that show? Dress, whatever, My Best for the Dress, or Dress for Success, or whatever. But the wedding dress show? Watch that show and look at what brides do. The first thing they go, how much you want to spend? I don't know, like $10,000. And then they get in there and they look for a $10,000 dress and they find a $13,000 and they go, well, sorry, Dad, it's $13,000. And you know who gets to pay for it? Dad. Yep. They spend thousands of dollars on a dress they're going to wear one time. A dude will buy his tux, and he'll wear that tux until he's too fat to fit it. That's what he'll do. So you've got a day where it's all about the woman. They tell you that. If you're a dude and you mess up your wedding day, if you give the bride any grief, this is supposed to be her perfect time. Her bridesmaids coming in, the dresses. If they you do a destination wedding, oh my gosh, everybody's flying in. The expense goes up. Weddings can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. The dresses, the flowers, the flower girl, you know, all the accoutrements of a wedding. Thousands and thousands of dollars, and it's all expected to be paid by the bride's father, a dude. The guy has already bought the fat ring. He gets a little, you know, $200, $300 ring, maximum of $1,000 if he's lucky. She gets this dress that's worth thousands of dollars that, quite frankly, could be a down payment on a house or possibly buy a car, could be a vacation, etc., and you know, he gets a tux that's $500, probably rent it for $50 to $100. Mm-hmm. But here's the deal. Even when women have this tremendous advantage over men, they see the ugly side. That's the moral of the story. This lady says, I was egged on. Culturally, they egged me on to dream about my wedding. How dare they? How dare they dream, have you dream about something where you get, and I mean in her case, a rock that's probably worth $20,000-$30,000, a dress that costs $30,000-$50,000, a wedding that costs $500,000, and she ain't even sweating it, right? Not even sweating it. The food alone could feed half of Ethiopia or Rwanda for at least a month. In terms of the dollar volume, what it costs, and she's got nothing. It's her perfect day. She is never going to be more beautiful than on that day, and she's lamenting it at a women's conference. Because you know what? She enjoyed hers, but I'll be doggone if every little girl coming up is going to enjoy hers. I'm going to kill it for the rest of them. Huh. Let me tell you, if men got the big rocks, we picked out overpriced outfits that we were going to wear only once, and then got to dote on the approaching day like a bunch of big fat frat boys, women would be livid. If that were the case, we'd be accused of having toxic femininity or some other nonsense. Michelle Obama and other feminists obsess with equality while basking in the sunshine of this so-called man's world. The biggest irony of it all, too, is men die younger than women. So while men may very well earn more money, guess who's likely to get more time to spend it? And few people bring up the fact that men carry the brunt of financial responsibilities in relationships. Sure, on occasion women can earn more than their male partners, but that's not the case except for blacks. Because black men can't get jobs. Most of us are, you know, unfortunately caught up in something. A hustle or in prison or whatever. But I'll tell you this, if my significant other earned more than I do, took on most of the financial responsibilities, I'd keep my mouth shut. It's not like I'm not capable of doing more, but I'd ride that gravy train. But men got to suffer in silence. We die in wars as well as in jobs that put people in harm's way, but we say nothing and we never will and we never have. Don't think feminists give a crap about our perils. No special clinics for male breast cancer or testicular cancer. Suck it up, buttercup. Men are far more likely to commit suicide, lose visitation of their children in a divorce, and a host of other things. Think feminists give a crap about you? Next year is going to be another summit. And let me tell you something. The women putting them on fall into these two categories. Those who will never get a man, and those who have beta males who've inherited lots of money.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.